Why My Loved One Does Not Love Me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Why My Loved One Doesn't Love Me. My goodness. How many of us throughout our lifetime have had experiences where we had a loved one who we dearly loved, and they apparently dearly loved us too, but for some reason, they didn't love us the same way we loved them. They didn't love us the way we admired and respected and worshiped them. They didn't want to be in our awareness, in our attention, in our life as totally as we would like to have them be, and as we would like to be in their life. We would like to smother them with our love. We would like to totally embrace them with our awareness. We would like them to come into our world and bring us flowers and bring us candy and bring us thoughts and bring us joy and bring us everything that they could possibly bring to us. We'd like to have that. We'd just love it if they would show their love to us as we show our love to them. But it just doesn't work that way. For some reason or other, it just does not work that way. And why does it not work that way? Well, let's just take the logic of it. Let's just take the logical way of looking at the thing. If you're a boy and you love a girl, you're going to express it in your boy way. You're going to bring gifts that a boy would bring to a girl. You're going to bring thoughts and love and joy that a boy would bring to a girl. Now, a girl might not always appreciate that. A girl might not always think that that is the right thing to do. The girl might not think that really is fulfilling. The boy might look at the girl, and for him, he is in paradise. He looks at her and he thinks, what a beautiful person, what a lovely person, what a glorious person. And the girl looks at the boy at the same moment that he's looking at her, and what she sees is sort of unattention. She sees sort of a lack of commitment, a lack of communication. The boy, on the other hand, is being fully communicative. He expresses to the ultimate of his ability to express. Boys are not supposed to be outgoing so. They're not supposed to be so loving and sharing and caring. And girls are supposed to be that way. At least that's what we're taught as we're growing up. And, of course, we carry that out throughout our life. Now, the girl, on the other hand, looks at her beloved, and she just thinks he is wonderful. Now, if she is madly crazy in love, anything he does will be okay. She will not need anything from him. She will not want anything from him. She will not care about anything at all. She will just look at him and think that he's the most wonderful person in the world. Now, that's kind of nice, but can he reciprocate that sort of overall love, that fantastic love that says, you're the only thing in the world for me, nothing else matters? No, that has to be her attitude alone. It has to be her opinion alone. And of course, theoretically, it is her opinion alone. From her point of view, he is not reciprocating as she is shining forth her love. So, she goes out thinking that he doesn't care. She goes out thinking that she's not cared for. How many times have you gone through high school? And of course, if you're in high school now, then you're going through it now. But how many times when you were in high school did you have a mad crush on some boy or some girl? And you thought, oh, if only I could make a dent in our relationship, if only they knew I was alive, if only they cared about me. And later, years go by, and we see them at some future time, and we each have our mutual families, and we say to each other, you know, when I was in high school, I had a mad crush on you. I could have married you in a drop of a hat. And the other person says, I could have you too. I just wish that you had been more outgoing to me. I wish you'd led me on a little more, or at least you told me that you cared. Oh, you were such an angel, I couldn't speak to you. You were so far above me. You were so magnificent. Well, you know, That's the way it was. And so here that undying love of the two, which could have been a beautiful relationship, turned out to be just a memory. And how many of us are like that? How many of us have had these special people in our world? I know I had three or four of them when I was going through high school that I thought were just so magnificent and far beyond my worth and my value, and I just never could dream that they would want to go with me. So I went with someone else who I could envision them going with me, and they went with me. Now, little did I know that these other people would have liked to go with me too. Now, why my loved one does not love me? Well, our loved one perhaps loves us far more than we know, but their way of showing it is far different from what we expect it to be. Now, oh, they have perhaps at moments showed us their undying love in some way that we could readily accept. Perhaps in some way they have shown us that they loved us so deeply, so wonderfully, so powerfully, but that was not enough. We loved them so much beyond that. We loved them with such a passion, such a greatness, such a drive that any show of return of it would seem inferior to how great our passion and our love and our desire for their relationship is. My. Yes, where does the trouble come in? Now, the trouble comes in on one side only. On a his and a her, either way, his or her, either way, the trouble comes in on the individual basis. If I love someone, and I truly love someone, I only love them because I love myself. And I love myself with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. And I really do. We all do. And then we look at other people and we think, golly, they're wonderful. Golly, they're fantastic. They're nice people. And we like to have a relationship with them. And we feel, surely, we would not be good enough to have a relationship with them because they're so wonderful. Well, the truth is, they are an exact replica, a reflection of who we are, who we think we are. They are a reflection of us. And it's perfectly right and good and proper to go to them and speak about how wonderful they are. Not that we want them to speak about how wonderful they are. Not that we need them or that they're important in our life, but how wonderful they are. And we just let it go at that. Never dreaming, and I don't mean dreaming as much as I mean wanting, never wanting that they be our one and only. For the moment we want to have someone as our one and only, we have built up within us a psychological condition called possession. And this condition of possession scares everyone out the door. It scares every relationship away. It destroys every really meaningful expression that two individuals might have for the other. The minute the boy feels that she possesses him, or the minute the girl feels that he possesses her, they're very frightened, and they're not sure that they can handle that. But yet, the possession that each is demonstrating is the possession that they have created from within themselves. Now, in the University of Healing, we teach the philosophy that we are fantastic and we are unconditionally loving, and that we let go of possession. We have non-possession, non-judgment. We have these one-pointedness. We have these attitudes of looking at life in such a beautiful, wonderful way. And as we do that, we are universal. And so we have this, which hopefully we'd like to all have, this unconditional love, which means that we love ourselves and everyone in our world without a condition, no possession, You don't have to go to the date with me. You don't have to go to the prom with me. You don't have to go to the dance with me. You don't have to do these things. He says to her, or she says to him, in her, his heart, I release you. I release you and let you free. Oh my. The moment we enter into that attitude, the moment we enter in, I release you and let you free, then we are expressing unconditional love. The moment we don't possess in the first place, we are training ourselves in this marvelous act of unconditional love, where we delight in their presence, we delight in their awareness, we delight in their existence. And for us, that is enough. If more comes from that, if more comes out of that, if we have a relationship that develops out of that, well, fine and dandy, but that's not our purpose. For if our purpose is in any way to develop a relationship, if our purpose is in any way to develop a possession, if our purpose is in any way to have the loved one be in a condition where they don't love me, then I don't love me either. When I love me, I love all the world. And I release the world and let it free. When I really love my dog, I recognize that he is a dog, and he acts like a dog, and he thinks like a dog, and he lives like a dog. And I just snuggle him and love him for being a dog. Not for being my dog. Not for being somebody else. When other people come into my world, and they bring their dogs into my world, the first thing I do is get down on all fours with the dog, just like Gregor Mueller always does. And I get down with the dog, and I say, hi, guy, how you doing? Maybe it's a girl. Hi, sweetheart, how you doing? And the dog immediately wags its tail because it knows that I'm not trying to make it into a human being, that I'm accepting it just the way it is, and I love it just the way it is. And the dog comes over and kisses me and loves me and snuggles me and wants to be in my world. Because the dog knows it is not going to be possessed. Now, how have I transmitted that information to the dog? Because I got to his level. I did not try to presume the dog was going to act like a human being, that he's going to have the intelligence. He knows yes, and he knows no. He understands when I tell him he can do things and he cannot do things. He knows when I say no, basta, no, that's all, that's no more food, no more treats. And he knows, so he goes away and does something else. Now, he doesn't say, well, if you don't love me, I'm going to go do something else. He just says, oh, thank you. And now I can go look around for somebody else that might give me a treat or do whatever I want to do. You see, he doesn't hate us. He doesn't dislike us. He just goes on being a dog. Now, if you love a man and he goes on being a man, respecting and loving himself and loving everyone in his world, would you want him to be any different? If you respect a woman and she's a gorgeous, dynamic, fantastic woman, and goes around being a gorgeous, dynamic, fantastic woman, and everybody looks at her and says, she's a gorgeous, dynamic, fantastic woman. And this woman says, you know, I'd like to be true to someone. I'd like to have a relationship where it's a one-on-one relationship. And that day will come. But that day comes because I right now am true to myself. I am not going around carousing. I am not going around building up multi-relationships where I will never be able to have the one. But I am just true. And I don't say the other person has to be true to me. I am true to them. And I don't possess them. I just enjoy them. And as the scenario develops, they ultimately delight and enjoy me. Why my loved one does not love me? Pure and simple. I've got everything backward. I love them, and that is enough. A mother loves her child. She doesn't say, why does my child love me? A mother loves her child, and she loves her child, and expects the best out of her child, and gives her child the best that she has, and the mother only sees the best in the child, and ultimately, the child loves the mother. Maybe not even ultimately from the very get-go. But the thing is, the mother does not love the child, so the child will love the mother. If the mother ever loves a child, so the child will love the child will hate the mother. And we know this to be true. And if the child does something so that the mother will love the mother will not respect the child. But if the child does something because it is loving by nature, and it does those things for its mother and for all in its world, the mother will love and respect the child. For that's just the way life goes. Why? My loved one does not love me? It's just because I don't love myself. Do you want to have a relationship? Do you want to have a life filled with love and peace and harmony and goodness? Well, then start loving yourself. Start loving who you are and what you are. Start loving every circumstance that comes into your world. Every puppy dog that comes into your world, love them just for the puppy dog that they are. Love the cats that come into your world just for the cats. Love the people that come into your world just for the people they are. Not for what you'd like them to be or wish they would be, but just for what they are. And as you love all with unconditional love, you then demonstrate who you are, and you are unconditional love. You are the cause and the effect. You are the purity. You are the light of the world. And as your light is illumining your world, all the world is illumining your life with their light, and you are one. We are rather wonderful, but we cannot expect other people to love us. That's not the name of the game. The name of the game is to go and love with all your heart and soul and being, every way, every manner that you can, not indiscriminately, not possessively, not in any way judgmentally, but just love. And as I love my world loves me. And as I wish my world would love me, my world never gets around to loving me, because I am not loving. So today I claim that I know why my loved one loves me. It's because I love them so much, I don't even know whether they could ever not love me. And truly, everyone, absolutely, unconditionally, just the way I love, loves me like I love them. That, I guess, goes into do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, doesn't it? Kind of a simple statement that is given to us a long time ago. And it's a matter of, are we ready to apply it in our lives now? And I say, ho, 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 yes, we are. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.